This is Mija Riedel for the Smithsonian Institution Archives of American Art, interviewing David Frieda at the Artist's Home and Studio in San Clemente, California, on April 16th, 2009. This is disc number one. Good morning.
Morning.
So here we are in a studio which looks out on the Pacific, isn't
yes.
it, to the west, and what is here to the east? Besides
Camp Pendleton.
Camp Pendleton. Is
and then there? It's on the fringes of Cleveland National Forest.
Okay. Pretty extraordinary.
And then, of course, with the ocean, on a clear day, you can see Catalina Island.
That's pretty nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah. And so your studio is here at the top of the house with windows facing in both directions. Beautiful light-filled space.
Yeah, you need natural light to do what you got to do with enameling techniques, I believe.
Exactly. And you've been here 7 years, eight?
7 or 8 years
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Moved here in 2001.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful space. We were saying earlier that it's important to you to have a working environment. It's
absolutely.
Inspiring. And there's all sorts of specimens, there's
things that
plants.
You love and think mm-hmm. about all, like with the project with Tiffany's, I surround myself with all living orchids, and
mm-hmm.
you immerse yourself with all sorts of imagery that you don't want to look at in books. You want to actually see it real, and you got to live with these things to really understand the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. And see them in different times of light,
mm-hmm.
morning, evening. And because the plants are living,
yes.
you really see how they change with the coming and the going of the light.
The growth and all
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them right now are dormant. The flowers will be happening in about another 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's these cycles with the orchids that when they're in full bloom, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, we have decided to start at the beginning, right? And move through chronologically.
Let's start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning. So you were born, where were you born?
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's right, in Milwaukee. In
1953.
Okay. October 9th.
October 9th.
Right. And your father and your mother, what were their names?
My mother's name was Alice Frieda,
mm-hmm.
but her maiden name was Laska,
mm-hmm.
L-A-S-K-A.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was Conrad
mm-hmm.
Frieda.
Mm-hmm. And really, you became interested in the natural world and saw yourself as a naturalist from an extraordinarily young age, no?
It seems like it, yeah. Even when I was young, my parents would take us to the Milwaukee Field Museum or
mm-hmm.
the Natural History Museum and going to zoos, of course. And I became very intrigued with the displays and just the whole concept of the natural history, the world of natural
mm-hmm.
history.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother even recalls, this had to be when I was like 4 or something, I found a dead house sparrow, and I remember trying to figure out a way of taxiderming or preserving this bird.
At four. What did you try?
I just had that bird for trying to figure it out, and I just couldn't, but my mother was like, okay, it's time to bury it now.
Your mother seemed like she was a pretty patient and supportive woman, though, because she eventually had a freezer full of dead birds, didn't she?
Yes, but that was later on through the years. But
right.
She grew accustomed. We had the house freezer upstairs, and then there was the big freezer downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the big freezer had all my stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. And were there a lot of woods around your house?
Yes, we lived close to where my dad worked at Ladish, and that was like he worked at a large drop forged factory that was literally a mile long. I mean, they made, components, the Caterpillar, you name it, even right to Apollo 13. I mean, it was a major, major factory in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to move out of that area in Cudahy, and then we moved and relocated in a suburb called Greendale.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, it was a wide open range because it was all fields and woods and nice parks, literally right next